The 2022 school year will soon be underway, and Anchor Broadcasting invites you to register your K through 12th grader for our Back to School giveaway. You can register online at WGCR.net, or if you don't have access to the web, just give us a call, 828-884-9427. Listen to Swap Shop August the 8th through the 12th, as we will be giving away two prize packages each day. They include a $75 Visa gift card, a brand new Bible, WGCR t-shirt, and more. All K through 12th graders are eligible, so log on to WGCR.net or call 828-884-9427. Anchor Broadcasting joins you in praying for a safe, happy, and healthy school year.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Walls, here in these rows, there are those who regret the roads they once chose. But more than the sorrow, more than their pain, there is joy for the way that through Christ they've been changed.
Jim Brady is the writer of this song. When he was with the Booth Brothers recording a new CD, the very talented Larry Goss said they needed one more song. He felt it should be written by Jim. It would needed to be an up-tempo song and a ballad. And with that daunting task in front of him, Jim remembered a video clip his sister sent him of a cardboard testimony meeting they had at church. One would put up a side of a cardboard and it would read, alcoholic, turn it over, set free. One would hold up, marriage over, turned over, marriage saved. And on it went. From that he reflected on God's grace to his people as they testify in the house of the Lord. The thought? Here in these rows and between these walls, I see grace.
In so many ways in the story that's mine, I see grace. Grace, I see grace in His life on every face of the faithful.
Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, it's thundering outside already.
Well, not quite. It was just me moving things around.
It was a good sound
effect,
I thought.
That's what we didn't have, what our parents and grandparents used to tell us, that whenever it would start thundering, that God was moving the furniture around.
Yeah.
I don't know,
somewhere back
making
in my
another
mind,
space
I heard
at the
like
table
the
or
devil's
something.
Beating his wife, but I don't think about that one, but you know what you hear when you're little.
Yeah.
But bowling.
Bowling.
Bowling,
yeah. Well, I don't know about that either.
We had Eden, our youngest child. I mean, uncontrollably afraid of storms.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
well,
you know, that
thing.
Reactionary fear where you can't control it because you're so afraid.
Yeah.
And the Lord moved us to Texas.
Oh, boy.
He has just such a sense of humor here.
Yeah.
So, and she's like 18 months old.
Yeah.
So when it stormed, she had a thick blanket that my mom had made her. And it was kind of silky. So she was trying to call it her silky cover, but it was her filthy cover.
Filthy cover.
So we had to get under her filthy cover.
Oh.
We're in Texas. It's like 106.
Yeah.
And this is a thick blanket. And we have to get completely under it. And she would say, pray, Mama. And I would start to pray. And she'd say, shh, be quiet.
Yeah.
And I'd start to pray. She'd say, pray, Mama.
Yeah.
And I'd start to pray. She'd be quiet. So we lived through that until she finally outgrew that. But we, anytime I hear thunder, I think of the filthy cover.
Yeah.
Good times, good memories. And time rolls on, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, we've not had thunder yet today.
But we probably will.
Probably, maybe.
Okay.
We say probably, maybe, because we just never know.
That's so true.
Because, you know, it depends on where you are. I was driving down the road, you'd hear thunder in the distance yesterday. But, mm-hmm. you know, we got about a tenth of an inch of rain here.
Yeah.
A little bit. But the thundering was back over toward Mills River.
Yeah.
And then didn't do anything toward the house, but you could hear it all right. So just where you are, just depending on where you are, that's when, you know. But you know what they say, if you hear it, then there's more than likely lightning in the area. Without a doubt, and you need to take shelter.
You need to get in the house.
Get in the house, and I know, I that's kind of like, okay, preacher, take your own advice, because I've been outside riding a lawnmower.
Mm.
I've been working.
Yeah.
I try to avoid things that are very tall, like, you know, working up on a roof or climbing a ladder or working in a tree or anything major like that when the thunder starts to roll. But, yeah, just be safe.
And we're
careful.
In the dog days. We may get a little break for the weekend.
I'm hoping.
It's what it looks like
That's
right
what
now.
It looks like. Yeah.
So we'll be optimistic and say yes. We've got a drier and a little bit cooler weekend.
Yeah, that's what's
on
looking
the way.
Like.
Well, I-26. I know you've talked about this all morning, there was a tractor trailer that wrecked this morning. Apparently swiped another tractor trailer in the lane right around mile marker 48.
Right.
Happened around 6 o'clock.
Yep.
And when the driver hit the other one, he overcorrected, ran off the right shoulder, hit the barrier, and it kind of went down from there, and it actually pierced his gas tank.
Oh, my goodness.
And so the fuel leaked all over the road and apparently is breaking down the asphalt and making it soft.
Yeah.
So now they're bringing in crews with milling machines and having to mill up the asphalt, take off that layer, and then resurface it.
Yeah.
About 2 o'clock is when they're estimating.
Yeah.
Estimating it will be back to some form of normal.
Yeah. You know, well, of course, you know, this is on the tail end of it being closed last night.
That's right. Yeah.
So we had detours already in place. And just about the time that they were getting ready to open this thing up at 6 o'clock. Because they opened the lanes back up right at that time.
Wow.
So you've been detouring all night long, getting ready to open the lanes up. This happens. And then they had to shut the thing down completely. And going to be shut down until at least in another hour or so. So, again, it's just one of them things.
Yeah.
And so I would say, for the most part, you know, the DOT, you got to give them credit.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, they are, to be able to engineer this and put it on such an orchestrated timetable to keep things flowing is nothing less short of a miracle when you think about it, when it comes to that. Because, I mean, they got some smart guys up there and ladies that are working to try to keep this thing rolling. And so I would say give them a little bit of a break.
That's right.
And give them a lot of a break, really. And then also emergency crews that are having to get to that. I saw an ambulance having to park the waters in two lanes. We were stopped in traffic. Matter of fact, we were headed out Saturday to go preach over in Bryson City there last Sunday. And we were stuck at the airport. Traffic was real heavy. And because there's a wreck in the rain, and I look behind me, and here comes this wrecker. So we parted the waters and let him do, because he's got to get down there to get the car out of the way. Right. So everybody move out of the way. Well, there's nowhere to go.
So you don't have a shoulder.
So
I mean, you don't have much.
I mean, I'm like, my Escalade, it's got a button I can push and the mirrors will roll in. I mean, that's how close I was to the barrier.
Oh, wow.
So I rolled my mirrors in enough to where I could get just as far over as I can without touching my mirrors and created enough space. But that but that wrecker driver, he's obviously a good driver.
Yeah.
Because they've got the big mirrors, the big bed, all that stuff on that truck, and he was parting the water. I mean, everybody was going everywhere trying to get out of his way.
You know, like you said, he's got to get there for the wreck to get cleared up.
Yeah, so have a little patience. Have a little, you know, pack a little, you know, again, patience and time and understanding, because it's going to be ongoing. They're halfway done,
they say. Yeah, and they've got closures again tonight.
Yep, and tomorrow.
8 o'clock till 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. there on I-26. So avoid it if you can. But I know all of the other routes that people can take, they were dealing with a lot of traffic. Because we, this morning on the Boylston Highway, I was like, why are there so many people turning on 191 or trying to? It was backed up unusually long, and it was... people were trying to avoid it. Well, hey, tonight, don't know that we'll be able to see it, but it is the last supermoon of the year.
All right.
Known as the Sturgeon Moon, and that sturgeon has to do with fish.
Yeah.
I don't know if something goes back to that.
Yeah.
The sturgeon, the large fish there in the Great Lakes. So they say right now is the best time to catch sturgeon if you're fishing it up in the Great Lakes.
Isn't that what they harvest for caviar? I believe it is.
I don't know.
People who eat caviar. I don't eat caviar, but bless your heart.
Never had a desire to eat fish eggs.
No, I don't.
Basically, that's what
it is. That's what
it
is.
Yeah. So I don't know if you'll be able to see it, but there you go. It caps off this year in the supermoons.
Oh,
we have got some backpack safety for our back-to-school info for today.
Yeah.
You did bus safety yesterday.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't think a whole lot about backpacks and kind of even there's a whole science really behind this.
Sure.
And they say that sometimes you'll have children that are carrying like 30% of their weight. That you think a child that weighs 100 pounds, some backpacks, if they're loaded trying to get all their books, it can weigh 30 pounds or more.
Oh, yeah.
So that's 30% of their weight, me doing easy math.
Yeah.
But they said that it's very important that you get the proper fit and also the proper load. Put the heaviest things to where it will be closer to the back, which will help. Also make sure that you're using both straps, not just slinging it over one arm.
Yeah.
And they say in choosing a backpack, here's what you need to do. Pick a lightweight pack with a padded back and wide padded shoulder straps.
There you go.
Use both shoulder straps when carrying the backpack. The backpack should rest in the middle of the back, no more than 4 inches below the waistline.
Yeah.
Also, choose a backpack with multiple compartments and a waist belt. That will help, you know, keep it secure.
Yeah, that definitely helps. Yeah.
Limit the load to less than 10 to 15% of the student's body weight.
Yeah.
So if your child's 100 pounds, the backpack should not weigh more than 10 to 15 pounds.
Okay.
Use all the compartments, place the heaviest items like books and such close to the spine. And backpacks with wheels may seem like a good option, but they have some challenges too. And I'm going to throw this in here. Some schools don't want
the
children to have wheels.
Right.
So that's something you need to make sure you read all the guidelines for your
noise maker. That's just another noise maker.
Yeah. And they say that sometimes getting them up and down stairs, rolling them through gravel, grass, or snow. So that's a couple of things to think about, because I didn't think about backpacks weighing so much.
Yeah.
But they said every year in emergency rooms, they see over 7,000 kids.
Really?
That they trace the problem back to a backpack.
Wow.
Whether they were carrying something too heavy and it caused them to fall, or it caused strains or sprains in their shoulders or neck. But I was surprised by that number. Now, that's nationwide. So 7,000 for the whole year. But anyhow, it's something to think about as you're getting ready to head back to the classroom.
Yeah,
and if
sure.
haven't got your backpack yet, hey, we've got a prize package. I think $75 would get you a nice backpack.
I think so, yeah.
I went shopping with the girls, and you know, some backpacks that we saw were actually close to that. I was kind of shocked.
Yeah.
That's kind of more camping style.
Right.
But we've got a prize package of $75 in Visa gift cards, a brand new Bible, a t-shirt, and more. And K through 12 eligible, and we've been giving away all this week during Swap Shop, and we'll continue today and tomorrow. And I'll go our young lady today. Congratulations to a student at Mills River Elementary.
All right.
She is 8 years old, and her name is Riley Austin.
All right. Congratulations, Riley.
God bless you, and congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. And our boy winner for today, he's 14 years old, and he is from a home school, and his name is Seth Carrico. I think if I'm saying that right, or Carrico, if I roll the R's, maybe, I don't know.
Well, congratulations.
But congratulations, Seth.
Yeah,
congratulations.
God bless y'all.
14 years old.
And praying for a great school year for you, and here after Swap Shop, we'll make a quick phone call and chat with the contact person there and get a mailing address and a t-shirt size, and we will get those on their way. I will add that if you're in the area, you're welcome to pick up the prize if you win it. We're just happy to mail it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we want you to know that.
Yeah, for sure.
Something coming up this week, it's actually tomorrow, and the weather's looking good for it, I think.
Yeah.
They're having a rodeo in Pisgah Forest.
I saw the sign.
In Little River, yeah. The Thomas, the property of Mr. Theron McCall, he's got seating for up to 1,500 folks.
Wow.
And it's a great thing here. Proceeds from the rodeo will benefit a close family friend who is battling breast cancer.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And so I thought, what a great cause. And Mr. McCall, when he was interviewed, said, hey, I'm going to do this every year and find a worthy, you know, someone in need, and they will be the beneficiary of the proceeds. So I thought that was just great. And he did it back in 14 and 15, but then, you know, things kind of went haywire, and then COVID happened and all that. So he's looking forward to getting it cranked back up. 1999, Everett Road in the Little River area.
Yeah.
And they'll have folks on hand to direct traffic. It's $20 for 13 and up, $10 for 6 to 12-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Gates will open at 5:30. And the rodeo will start at 7:30, and it's about 2 hours. And here's what they're going to have: barbecue for sale and goods and all that. And it's a family-friendly, non-alcoholic beverage kind of thing. So God bless you for that. Double Creek Pro Rodeo is who is partnering with Mr. McCall to put this on. And they're going to have steer wrestling, barrel racing, bareback, saddle bronc, team roping, calf roping, breakaway roping, and bull riding.
Oh, my goodness.
Big time rodeo right there.
Yeah.
And so that's coming up again tomorrow. The gates will open at 5:30. It'll start at 7:30, and for a great cause. So if you've got time tomorrow evening, head out to the rodeo.
And we've got breaking news. I was going to pull this in here real quick. Came in over our staff list from Brother Daniel. We've got an explosion reported in Brevard at 54 West Morgan Street. At Caldwell Street and Duckworth Avenue, an explosion from in a building from the from dryer smoke and flames. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that may be near the laundry.
Yeah, that's what
right
I'm
there at the
laundry.
I believe that is.
Because you got Papa John's.
You got Papa John's there. Yep,
right,
and
there.
I think that's the laundromat and the dry cleaner area.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Right there on West Morgan Street.
Yeah.
So, again, if you are traveling in area on Brevard around 54 West Morgan Street, be advised that emergency crews are responding to that location. There is a report of smoke and flames in the building, and so it's going to be a very tense situation over the next several minutes as fire crews and EMS and police are in that area right now. So be advised of that and avoid that area if at all possible. All right. Again, 54 West Morgan Street in Brevard, report of an explosion with smoke and flames coming from the building.
Yeah, I was trying to look and see. Morgan Street. There's West Morgan. So, it's going to be.
We're trying to get you a better location here. I think
Yeah, but you've got you got Broad Street there in Brevard, and it's on it's opposite on South Caldwell, the former First Citizens Bank.
Put me on number two, and I'll see if I can type it in up there.
Four,
and
there you go. Yeah,
let me type it in up there at your address marker here.
Yeah, Cardinal Cleaners, and that would be it would kind of make sense with them saying dryer and. The dryer smoke and flames, but in that area you've got.
Yeah, click on put your mouse up there on that search address bar on your left, right there.
Oh,
yeah,
let me.
I got you.
Okay, let me put you on that one. Yep, you're ready.
Let me get you here in a second.
Yeah, we'll get it to try to kind of dial that in.
Yeah.
And appreciate folks that have texted in. Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, we're thinking the same thing, that it's going to be right near the, you'll type it in exactly there and see what we can get.
See if we got there's our marker right there.
Yeah, it is right at Cardinal Cleaners.
Okay.
And you're going to have the cleaners. You've got you got a lot there.
Yeah.
It's going to be between South Broad Street and South Caldwell Street, if you're wondering.
Okay.
Kind of how that rolls.
All righty.
So if you can avoid that area, I would say that they've probably got, in looking at the map, they've got a lot of the street closed down. So if you're on South Broad, you're going to need to take Oakdale and kind of work around that way. And then from the other direction, it's backed up all the way almost to the intersection there where it comes back into North Broad Street.
Okay. Now I've got another update here that's coming in, said that it was a residence that's near that area. Okay. So that could be, it is a resident that has had a dryer explode.
And it didn't happen at the cleaners.
So it's not there at the cleaners, but it's close to that. So we don't have confirmation on that. But according to a caller who's called in and said it was a residence. So they're responding to that location right now. So
I didn't realize there were many there, that there were some homes back in there, but
yeah,
I guess there
are. Yeah, because I think isn't that where, right there, it's where the tire center is. Isn't that right there next to that? And then right up the street there is where that... if I'm not mistaken.
You're going to be, it's right across from Eldridge Tire and Service, kind of on West Morgan Street.
Yeah.
Kind of, if you're at Eldridge's and where
you'll
we
turn,
watch the
you'll
parade,
turn right. Yep.
It's going to be there.
Yep.
Between, again, South Broad and South Caldwell.
Okay.
Off West Morgan. So South Broad and South Caldwell. South Caldwell looks to be open for the most part, but you've got a lot of congestion and slower traffic. So the downtown Brevard area, it is very congested. And Miss Kathy, it's not far from Eldridge Tire and Service. They probably can see it.
Yeah.
So Miss Kathy, just confirm if you're listening. I know she does when she can.
Right.
Let us know when things kind of open back up, or if you think it's going to be a prolonged event, or if anybody else in the area sees anything that would help motorists. I would say they're going to be diverting traffic just as soon as they kind of get, things.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good deal.
Yeah. I've got something that we can air today as time allows, but we wanted to spend just a few minutes here and talk about a special event that's coming up. It happens to be hosted here at Anchor, but sponsored by a lot of folks, individuals, churches, and businesses.
Yeah.
It's Faith, Family, and Freedom Rally.
Yeah.
Saturday the 20th, and we'll kick things off around 1 o'clock. With the festivities.
It's going to be a wonderful day. We've already got folks, and you know how things get closer. The interest starts to spark, and it gets really, really, really exciting. And we are excited. We've got all kinds of things going to be happening on the grounds that day. We've got everything. We got fire and EMS going to be here with their apparati.
Mm-hmm.
with their booths,
trucks.
With the trucks and ambulances and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have classic cars.
We sure are.
We're going to have some classic cars coming.
And we'll invite you and me interject real quick.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
have a classic car, even if it doesn't have to be an older car. If you've got something nice that you'd like to show, I talked to a gentleman earlier who's bringing a a Chevy SSR. He said it's a newer truck, but it's kind of the retro
it's
build.
It's the retro build,
yep.
Yeah.
So he's
really cool.
Bringing that.
Yeah.
And we're looking for folks that have cars that you would like to put on display to please come.
Yeah.
No charge for the classic cars to come, and we've got an area designed just for you. If you're going to be bringing a classic car or a car that you'd like to showcase, call us and just let us know. That just helps us for space.
That's right. Give us a call. Then we've got barbecue that's going to be on, mm-hmm. be given away. We've got hot dogs, hamburgers, slushies, snow cones, popcorn, and again, this cotton candy. We got all of that stuff's going to be happening.
Free.
We've got a petting zoo that's going to be here.
Free.
That's all free. We've got a riding on faith is going to be here with their horse show and flag show. All of that's going to be tremendous. The ladies are going to be here.
1:30 that will
1:30 that's going to start.
Mm-hmm.
And going to have a great time watching that program down in the field below us down here. And then, of course, we've got music that starts there at 2 o'clock.
We've got the Slick Fisher Boys at 2. We have got High Top Mountain Harmony,
right.
The Drake family there at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
3 o'clock, Mr. Ben Rochester.
Oh, boy.
3:30. His Will.
Yeah, going to be a whole stage full all afternoon, bluegrass, gospel music all afternoon. And then, of course, all those activities, all of this, the food and the activities, going to shut down.
A lot of booths
from churches. We appreciate all of our churches that have been calling in support. Folks have businesses that have called in, said, well, I don't want to set up a booth, but I'm going to give financial support.
I
want to put my name on the list and be a part of the support and show that we, as a business, still stand for faith, freedom, and family. And we want you to feel part of that. And if you feel like you'd like to be a part of that, you can just give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put your name down. And, of course, you know, $100 is the sponsorship fee if you'd like to put up a booth.
Yeah.
And you can have your name placed on our brochure and the banner and all that stuff, however that works out.
A couple of big banners all around the property.
So we're going to have them all over the place, notating who all of our $100 sponsors is. But if you just want to come by and say, hey, I just want to give $50, or if I want to give whatever,
mm-hmm.
toward the event, we'll be certainly happy to take that. And we've had some businesses get involved with that too. And so, again, it's going to be a big day, a full day. I was just looking, and I kind of took a sneak peek, and I know the Lord can change things.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're saying it's 50-50 chance of rain. And we've asked.
Yeah.
And we've asked that the Lord would give us good weather. Now, the good thing is, if it don't rain, the temperatures are going to be in the 70s.
Be nice.
Boy, isn't that going to be nice.
Yeah.
70s for highs. 77. So if that's the case, and the Lord holds off the rain, it's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
But it's going to be rain or shine.
We're having it rain or shine.
Rain or shine. I mean, yes, the speaking portion may have to make a decision right before, to let folks get in out of the rain. And we'll have Lieutenant Governor Robinson speak from inside the sanctuary here at Anchor. But for everything else, it's going to go on, rain or shine. And the good thing is, it's just a slight chance. I'm saying slight. It's 50-50.
We know this far out.
It could
can change.
Certainly.
And we're trusting the Lord will work that out. And in some of the booths, we've got even crafters or local vendors.
That's right.
So they're going to be selling things, whether it's crafts or honey, or I know there's a variety of other things. And so we're looking forward to that. And, of course, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, I've got a little speech, not a little speech, I've got a clip here from his speech that he gave at the Faith and Freedom Coalition at their meeting. And so we'll air segments of that as we can, but it's going to be a great day. And if you've never heard Mr. Robinson speak, you need to go to YouTube, you need to go look. I'm surprised he's not called to preach, but...
Okay.
He does speaking/preaching.
This is a clarification.
Yes.
Let me just interrupt right here for just a second. We do have a clarification that Eldridge Motors called and said that it was Cardinal Cleaners that is on fire.
Okay.
So that being said, our thoughts go out to those folks and the crews and the fire crews and all that are working that situation.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can get that situation under control quickly. So again, confirmation and clarification from a reliable source there just next door there at Eldridge Motors. It is Cardinal Cleaners
that
where the explosion took place. And so praying for that situation.
Yeah.
All right.
And then for the Faith, Family, and Freedom Rally, it is next Saturday, the 20th.
That is right.
Yeah. So please plan to come and be with us. Spend the afternoon. We'll have shuttles. We've got place for extra parking. We'll have plenty of security. It'll be a great day. Looking forward to all that the Lord has. And we'll talk more about the specifics as who's going to be here and whatnot. But I did want to take a moment and stress, if you would like to be a part, and say, put your name down, say, I want to go down on record as partnering for this great event, call Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is our cutoff day, because we've got to have a stopping point, because we'll lay out the booth spaces and all that, and then we'll start getting the printed material running.
Right.
And so you need to contact us by tomorrow at 12.
That's right.
We need to have one.
We need to have that information by at least 12 o'clock tomorrow, so we can get it to the printers. We can get all the stuff necessary to post across the property all next week and get everything ready. And now, I did have one caller come and call me earlier and say, you know, if we're not going to be able to set up a booth, but we want to bring, I know we talked about the there was a wanted to bring
some of
the youth football team. That's what it was, and said that you know. They may be able to, maybe not, but they would still like to bring the boys.
Please.
I said, please bring the boys. Matter of fact, we would love to see as many young people as we can here.
Bring them all.
Bring every young
bring
and old.
Bring your youth group.
Bring your youth group, as many young people, old, young and old alike. It don't matter, because this is what it's about. It's about family.
Yep.
It's about teaching our families how important our freedoms are.
Yeah.
And all of that's based upon, in my humble opinion, which I believe most of us would agree, that without our faith in God,
that's right,
we would not have either.
That's right.
And so we need to have an emphasis on our faith, which will obviously encourage our families of this day and freedom, and celebrate freedom while we still can. And so bring them all. Bring your groups. Bring your youth groups. Bring your football teams. Bring your basketball team, baseball teams,
bring
whatever.
Everybody.
Dress them up. It's going to be all an all-American freedom family and Faith Day.
And we'll have Family, Faith, and Freedom t-shirts for sale.
That's right.
And it's going to be a big day, so we hope you'll come and be with us.
Yep, yep.
Birthday wishes today, Mr. Ellie Owen. I believe that's Timothy and Jira's son. They're
right,
in the Philippines.
Yeah.
So God
right.
bless you, little Mr. Ellie.
Right.
I hope you have an amazing day.
Wonderful.
Well, we'll get into our Swap Shop items and then air as much as we can of the clip that I have from Mr. Robinson there as
all
he
right.
spoke at the Faith and Freedom Coalition. I believe the meeting was there in Florida, but it's great. You need to hear all of it if you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
828-884-9427 if you have an item for
can
us.
Can you grab that first one? I'm going to try to pull up one that was sent to me and I haven't had a chance to
We've
put it in yet.
We've got a mailbox that's on a post. It's a ready to be put in the ground. You just need to actually dig the hole. They're asking $25. They also have a king size bed frame, comes with the mattress cover, the box springs, and a king set of sheets, everything but the mattress, $80. Call after 4 p.m. at 989-8569, 989-8569.
Here's a Husqvarna rear tine dual rotating tiller. It has the Honda 160cc engine. It's in great condition, used very little. It's $450. 388-0151, 388-0151.
Large indoor yard sale this Saturday. Balsam Grove Community Center, breakfast served at 8, and the sale runs from 8 to noon. Again, that's this Saturday at the Balsam Grove Community Center.
A four-piece living room suite for sale. Has the couch, a love seat, with electric recliners on each, also a rocker recliner that's manual, and a big coffee table that has a lift-up section. About 4 years old, it's brown in color. They bought it new, they're asking $1,000. 734-5116, 734-5116.
Looking for a turnover or clamp-on forks for a loader or backhoe front bucket? They prefer the turnover or rollover type. Please text them, 678-835-7384, 678-835-7384, and I think I messed up the first time, so the number one more time, 678-835-7384.
Here's someone looking for some beans, also Kennebec potatoes, and an infant swing. 862-4964, 862-4964.
An older lady is needing some help in her yard, some bushes trimmed and some shrubbery trimmed up. If you could help her out, that'd be a blessing. 641-1870, 641-1870.
Here's the Salika Church of God has 17 church pews that they'd like to give away. 556-9902, 556-9902.
Free, if they still have it, Black and Orange Rooster. Call Janice and you will be... you need to be able to go in and pick them up. 384-9024, 384-9024.
Also a Yorkshire Terrier. He's male, 7 months old, good with kids, cats, and other dogs, as well as chickens. Contact Kim for more information at 506-4274, 506-4274.
This is like our animal time here.
Yeah.
Two friendly female Maltese for sale. They are full-blooded, $400 each. 575-4118, 575-4118.
And let's see here. We got for sale an 8-month-old CKC-registered Maltese Shih Tzu mix. Great dogs, 8 pounds, $400. Call and ask for Jenny at 331-0859, 331-0859. 0859.
And I think that's,
that's it.
Remember I-26 issues there. They had it closed earlier. They're working on getting things back to normal. They're saying it's going to be about 2 o'clock. So avoid a section of I-26 if you can. The section most affected right now, let me see if I can back out. Of course, remember the issue there in downtown Brevard at Cardinal Cleaners, the issue there with a dryer caught on fire or exploded. It was reported as an explosion. So that is affecting traffic on South Broad Street, also Caldwell Street. So if you can avoid West Morgan all through there, I'm sure they've got it blocked off by now. So avoid that.
Yep.
And then on 26, if I can zoom out, it's a mess from Hendersonville to past Fletcher.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
That's just a ballpark of it. Well, on the 20th, we've been talking about Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, and this is excerpts from his speech that he gave at the Faith Freedom Coalition, a recent meeting there, and we're looking forward to welcoming our Lieutenant Governor here on August the 20th. I trust you'll enjoy these excerpts.
All right, as always, I'm going to do what I always do. For those of you all who have not heard me speak, I'm going to irritate the liberals, and I'm going to make the devil angry, because the very first thing I'm going to do up here is give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as always. And why do we do that? Why do we do that? I'm going to tell you why we do that. We're going to do that because of the reason why we're here tonight. And the reason why we're here tonight is two words, faith and freedom. And this is a wonderful organization, Faith In. And in me, only freedom can be found. And because of that, he put his hands on this nation. And through every struggle that we have ever seen, when the times looked the worst, at Valley Forge, when it looked like the revolution was over, it was Martha Washington who stepped up and bought in Bibles and implored people to pray for the revolution and pray for her husband to continue to fight for the revolution. In the darkest days of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln didn't go consult with the generals. He fell down on his knees and implored the Almighty. Called for a month of fasting and prayer to pull this nation through its darkest days. When the Japanese came and burned Pearl Harbor, the churches were full just like they were every Sunday. And we implored the Almighty to come and help us once again. And in those dark days on 9/11, again, we saw this nation reach its hand out to the Almighty and tell the Almighty, we need you to pull us through this. At every turn, it has been Him that has picked us up and helped us carry on. Because faith has been paramount in this nation. Now, you got a lot of people that like to say this is not a Christian nation. Got news for you, egg-headed liberal. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, there wouldn't be no America. If it wasn't for the faithful in this world, there would be no America. And if it was not for America, I truly believe hope would be diminished in this world. America is the shining light of this world, folks. You make no mistake about it. There is no other place on earth that people are literally dying to get into. No other place. And as much as this news media would like to tell you, as much as the woke set would like to tell you, let me explain something to you about the woke set. The woke set was asleep during Bible study, history, and economics. As much as they like to tell you that this is a racist nation, let me tell you a little story about a little black boy that grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina, going downtown, looking at the rich folks driving fancy cars and wearing suits, and looking at himself in the mirror and wasn't even sure if he was a human being. And that's the truth. I was so far removed because of the poverty and despair that I lived in. I wasn't sure if I was a human being. When people said the word people, I didn't even consider myself to be part of that. But you see, I had something in my life that's irreplaceable. I had a mother who had that first word. She had supreme faith. With all the giants she faced in her life, she put faith first. And she always told us, if you put your hand in God's hands, he'll lead you to great places. Here I am, mother. And I'm here because of your advice. I put my hand in God's hand, set my feet in America, and because I live in the freest and the greatest country in the world and am led by the Almighty, I am now the first black lieutenant governor of North Carolina. It is only through him and only through the goodness of this nation that I can stand here tonight before giants and deliver this message to you. And so to all those so-called woke folks, I say to you this, shake yourself awake and realize where you are. Everything that you have and everything that you own and everything that you will be, you owe it to those who came before you and those who laid down their lives a sacrifice for you. And then there's that second word, freedom. And I want to slow down for just a minute because I want you to, if you got to, close your eyes. I want you to think about this. Those of y'all that have children, think about this. That have grandchildren, think about this. That have brothers and sisters.
And this is so good, I don't want to have to cut it off in the middle of it. So what I'm going to do, it's at 7 minutes. Brother Eddie, remind me where that is. And we will pick up. I've got this file. I've downloaded it.
Cool.
And we'll get that part.
About 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
About seven. We'll go in about 7 minutes because I want you to be able to hear the rest of it. But that was just an excerpt from the speech that he gave recently. Yeah. And that's the gentleman that we're excited to welcome.
How refreshing.
The Lieutenant Governor of the state of North Carolina, Mr. Mark Robinson.
Yes.
Join us on the 20th.
We're looking forward to having him. Going to be a great day.
And Reggie Sadler is going to
be here. Reggie's
going to
be here.
Sylvia Bryson will be here.
Yep.
The Doug Raines family will be here.
Yep.
All that in the rally at 4.
It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be a great time. We hope and pray you're planning to join us.
Yep.
Bring a crowd.
Yeah, bring everybody. Just load everybody up and bring them on from the church. Have
Come
a great
early.
Time.
Eat with us.
Yep. And we'll be here all day long. Folks will be setting up their booths early. You can mill around. Make yourself available to all the things that are going on around here all day long. This place is for God's people and all those of faith, family, and freedom values.
Amen.
Looking forward to it.
See you then. We'll see you tomorrow, too.
You're listening to WGCR, AM 720 and 94.9 FM, W235 CA, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, and WGCR.net.